Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Home is the sailor, home from the sea. Unfortunately for Sub-Lieutenant Phillips' snogging sessions, he's not usually home from the sea for very long. Therefore, when he meets his fiancée, Wren Chapin, he's a bit inclined to rush things. And that doesn't seem to go down too well, particularly in Captain Povey's outer office.
Leslie, stop it. That's enough. That will do, Leslie. Down, boy, down. Leslie, I've got work to do.
So am I.
Now, Leslie, be serious. Enough is enough.
Granted, but who's had enough? I haven't even started yet. I mean, now, come on. Come on. Come on now, Heather. How about a plonker for Leslie Kins?
No.
Oh, go on. Stop playing hard to get.
Hard to get? I'm trying to play completely unavailable. Now, behave yourself, Leslie. Captain Povey will be back in a minute.
Who cares? You're the only one I'm thinking about, darling. When I'm with you, I'm completely forgetting everybody else. Let them all come. I'm not ashamed of my feelings for you. Let old Thunder Guts or anyone else think what they like. Heather!
Leslie!
Kiss me.
No, no.
Yes, yes. To blazes with Captain Povey. I don't care what... sorry, pardon, sir. I was just getting something out of Wren Chasen's eyes.
Where are you, Beth? And was it necessary to sit on her lap to do it?
Well, where else? the light wasn't too good, sir. You want to see me, sir?
Well, if you can spare the time, Mr. Phillips, I do. I wouldn't trouble you, but this is an urgent naval matter.
Oh, that's all right, sir. Think nothing of it. Heather and I can snog any oak. I'm ready when you are. Sir.
Oh, come on.
Stop!
Court! Pertwee! Pertwee, what are you doing behind my desk? And what are you doing to that drawer?
Well, I'm closing it.
Are we just stretching my legs by having a little stroll round your office when I happened to notice this drawer was open?
Really?
Yes, sir. So naturally, in the interests of security, sir, I thought I'd better shut it, sir. Shut it. One can't be too careful, can one?
No, Percy, one can't. That's why I keep any papers that might interest you in the other drawer, and that is locked.
Oh, no, I'll just try the finish and it wouldn't...
you wanted to see us, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I've something to tell you, so sit down.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You're so kind.
Much obliged.
Anyone got a fag?
Would you mind sitting down somewhere this side of the desk? That is my chair.
Why, so it is, sir.
Yes. Very comfy, too.
Did you get this one from the main stores?
I did, Chief. But don't bother to invent for one like it. That was the last one.
Oh, I shouldn't worry about that, sir. He's already got a much better chair than that on board in his...
Oh, my foot. I'm very sorry, pardon, sir. It was very, very clumsy of me, sir. I'm sorry, pardon.
Yes, it was.
You flattened my left hoof out so far... I shan't need a pair of shoes in future. And I'll need one size 8 and one size 12. Cool. I don't know whether to limp or lollop.
Don't make such a fuss now. Sit down, for goodness sake.
Oh, right. Ooh.
Not in that one.
This way, Pinky. Sit next to Percy.
Thank you, number one. At last. Admiralty have instructed me to send you out on a survey patrol off the coast of Pataniland at the request of the Pataniland government.
Pataniland, sir? I thought they had a navy of their own now. Well, a terribly tatty old gunboat, anyway.
Yes, they have. But incredible as it may seem, the Pataniland gunboat Popperdom is even more inefficient than you are.
Really? I'm sure you're not just being kind.
That'll be the day.
What is that?
I said I...
hope we shan't be in the way.
Well, the position is this. Through NATO, Admiralty has been asked to send out a frigate to carry out a survey of the sea around the Batanidan coast. Now, in the past few months, several ships in the area have reported that their soundings don't agree with their charts.
They're whatting? They're soundings. Soundings. It's a method of measuring the depth of floatability under you, sir. It's a bit more accurate than your usual method.
And what is his usual method?
Oh, chucking a brick on the end of a piece of string over the side, of course.
If the brick pulls all the string down, he knows it's safe to sail on a bit further.
And if it only pulls a few yards of string down, he knows we're aground.
The brick doesn't even make a splash. He knows we're in dry dock.
Yes. It never fails.
I've got a better idea.
Oh, yes.
Next time you throw the brick over the side, don't let go.
I hadn't thought of that.
Now, for pity's sake, concentrate. The reports from the other shipping in the area seem to indicate that something very strange has been going on not far from the Batanidan coast. One ship has even suggested it might be a secret enemy submarine base that has been built down there.
Oh, a submarine base?
What a shame. Hey! Oh, I've got a cold. Oh, I can't go. Hey! Oh, oh. This way, matron. Hey! This way. Ooh, this way with the hot toddy for cold turkey. Hey!
Hey! Stop doing that. You're going.
But, sir!
Hey!
I'm at you. Yes, yes, you certainly are. You're catching the boat with the others. I say, I come up with the funny ones at times, don't I?
Yes, sir, you do. Only next time, don't force yourself, will you?
Well, gentlemen, please, now, there's very little time left. You will sail for Batanidan almost immediately. In fact, as soon as Professor Garside Trent and his assistant have gone aboard.
Professor who, sir?
Garside Trent. He's an expert in underwater surveys, and he will be in charge of the work. Now get back to Tunbridge, prepare to put to sea as soon as the professor and his assistant are aboard.
Excuse me, Mr. Murray, sir. All the professor's equipment is safely stowed aboard, sir.
Including the professor?
Not as yet, sir, no, sir. I only hope when he does turn up, he won't be too big.
Why?
Well, with all this underwater codswallop aboard, there isn't room for anyone extra who weighs more than 6 stone.
Oh, dear. That's tricky, because he's bringing an assistant as well. If they only weigh 3 stone each, they're going to be a funny old-looking couple, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, they're practically piddly. Practically tiny, tiny tots.
Here, I say, you chaps, that's jolly handy, isn't it?
What is?
Well, someone stuck a telephone kiosk on our stand.
Mr. Phillips, what? Sir, that is not a telephone kiosk.
No?
No, sir. It's a diving bell, sir. It's for luring into the sea, sir.
Really? You mean it only rings underwater? What will they think of next? I suppose it's for fishing. You send your bait down, then ring the bell to let the fish know that grub's up.
You know, that's the odd thing about you.
What is?
Working all that out is so much more complicated than guessing what the thing really does.
Yes, well, wait until he hears about the underwater television, sir.
What? Underwater television?
You're kidding.
No, I mean, I once had a friend who had a pen that wrote underwater, but it meant he had to write all his letters on blotting paper. You can't get blotting paper envelopes anywhere, you see, so
now look what you've done, Chief. You started him off, you'll prattle on for days now.
Well, he even tried to get blotting paper postcards, but nobody had them either. So eventually, in the middle of a letter to his garage, he let go of the pen. And it sank.
Good.
Yeah, he's much happier now, you know. He phones you up instead.
Mr. Phillips, sir.
I wonder if he'd be interested in that underwater telephone kiosk.
Mr. Phillips, sir.
Hmm?
press button B and get your brain back.
Yes, quite. In any case, I imagine this is the professor coming up the gangway and... Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Yes. His assistant seems to be a female.
What? Where? How old? What are her measurements? Is she my type? Is my hat on straight? How do I look? Gorgeous, sir, but relax. The lady could be the professor's elder sister. And he's about 80.
Well, I was only window shopping, actually. Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it, Johnson?
Well, it's not a what is it, sir. It's a who is it. And it's Professor Trentside Garden, his assistant, sir.
Garside Trent, actually.
Oh, sorry, pardon, sir.
Not at all. Delighted to meet you, gentlemen. Allow me to introduce my assistant.
My assistant.
Who always accompanies me on these occasions.
These occasions.
And probably knows as much about underwater exploration as I do.
I do.
I'd like you to meet Miss Esmeralda Crimp.
Esmeralda Crimp.
Welcome aboard, madam.
Aboard, madam. Thanks very much.
Very much. I see you got all our equipment aboard safely.
Aboard safely.
Rather, including the ding-dong to tell the fishes it's din-din time.
Din-din time, beg yours?
It's all right, madam. This is Sub-Lieutenant Phillips.
He's got funny little ways, but one learns to live with him in time.
I'll live with him in time.
Ready for sail when you are, Professor.
Oh, good, sir. Well, Botany Land next stop, then.
Where we with luck, yeah. Just coming up to Patani Land now, sir.
Well, I suppose by a process of elimination, we're almost bound to be.
Yes, well, let's face it, sir, we've been everywhere else. As far as navigation is concerned, Mr. Phillips, sir, you did better last week and we were lost in all that fog.
Well, he was bound to, Chief. He kept sounding the foghorn all the time.
Eh? What had that got to do with it?
I just thought that was obvious. It was a foghorn conclusion. I said it was a fog... Dino wasn't a riot every night. Bridge, number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, chatting. What are the odds?
Pardon?
Against this number land ahead being Patani Land, sir. They must be shortening by now because we visited practically everywhere else.
Now, Goldstein, kindly remember that I'm an officer and you're the leading seaman.
Ah, I'm glad you brought that up, sir. About my promotion.
Goldstein!
Temper, no need to shout. I was only trying to tell you we're coming into a dodgy old sort of harbour. English built, obviously. And there seems to be some sort of reception committee waiting.
What?
Oh, it's all right, sir. Everything's under control. Just leave it to me. Coming into the harbour now, sir. Easy.
Easy, sir.
Easy.
Easy, sir.
Just a shade of the old right-hand arm.
Right-hand up a shade of tit, sir.
Shade more.
Shade more of tit, sir.
Just a shade more right.
Just a shade more right of tit, sir.
I take it the shades of right have fallen fast. Mr. Phillips, the idea was to dock us, not beach us.
Well, at least we've landed in the right country. I mean, there's a sign down there. Patani Land welcomes careful drivers.
Yeah, well, offhand, I'd say that lets you out.
There's a reception committee waiting to receive you.
Oh, dear. Well, better get it over, I suppose. I hate these... Good gracious. What's he doing there?
Who's up?
Sir Willoughby Todhunter Brown.
I thought he was the last governor of Patani Land before they got home rule.
Yeah, he was. But he couldn't live on the pension, so they bunged him back here as British ambassador.
I see. Well, I suppose that's safer than having him as Patani Land's ambassador in Britain. This way, gentlemen.
Pardon me, I, on behalf of my tremendously good chummy and my excellent good self,
extend an incredible amount of absolutely top old welcome to you and your steaming old ship.
Here, here. There, there.
It is a truly fine and magnificent old how do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do? Here, it is a fine thing that brings you and your old bashing boat to Pataniland's statty and revolting shores. After such a long and much enjoyed absence.
Bung ho!
Bung ho!
And one more?
By all means, we're only young ones.
Bung ho!
Oh, thanks very much. Bung ho, back again, I'm sure. A jolly civil of you.
So kind.
And now, if we could just have a word with the Wibbly Tiddly with the Bottom. The Tiddly Wobble.
The British Ambassador.
Yes, thank you, Chief.
And don't fight it. I've never got it right myself yet. Now, heads up, chaps. I'm going to say me little piece.
Why shouldn't bother, sir? After all, we've met you plenty of times.
Quiet, quiet. I'm off. Ladies and gentlemen, as the British ambassador in this great country, I often ask myself, because it was in those dark days that we could see the whole thing from the other end. No, my friends, that giving trading stamps is not the answer. What is the point of hiding behind net curtains when all you get is the dialing tone? And who of you gathered here today wouldn't? And that goes for my dear wife as well.
Rosa! Well said, Willis!
So, let us go forward in the certain knowledge, for it's only by perseverance and with the will to that we shall, if we want to. And who does these days? And it is this combined effort that holds the key to box 13. And you'll remember, I warned you all from a safe distance. So give generously and follow my example by getting rid of everything you don't want. And that goes for my dear wife as well.
Georgia!
Right, you can applaud. I've finished.
All the official ceremony calls over now, sis. Because we ought to be helping the professor to get his diving equipment ready.
Well, they all seem to have drifted off and left us, so I suppose it's all right. Yeah, carry on, Chief. I expect the professor will want to make his first survey in the morning.
Yeah, how much longer is this survey of the ocean bed going on, sir? The professor's been down there so often now, he must know all the fish by their Christian name.
Well, he seems a bit baffled, because every time he pops down in that diving bell, everything on the seabed looks different.
Yes, and whilst we're talking about that, I've got a request from the entire ship's company, sir.
Really? What's that, Mr. Spivitt?
Well, we'd all be very grateful, sir. Next time we lower the diving bell over the side, you'd force yourself not to call out,
I say, chaps, we've dropped another big clanger.
So I think the professor is ready to be lured into the diving bell again now, actually. He keeps glaring through his tiny little window.
Oh, good gracious. Quick, switch on the radio communication to the bell. Hello, Professor? Sergeant kept you waiting. Anything you want before we lower you over the side?
Well, yes, there is, actually. Could you switch the air pump on?
What?
It's getting rather urgent.
Chief, quick, the air pump.
What, the pump's on, sir? And the professor's eyes are ceasing to pop out of his bonds, sir.
Oh, my goodness, that's better. That's the trouble with breathing. One gets so used to it.
You still want us to lower you over the side, Professor?
Naturally. There's a great deal of work to be done.
He does.
There's something very strange going on down below, and it's only by taking a survey every day that we can hope to discover what is happening on the bed.
What is happening on the bed?
Yeah, quite. Ready to lower the diving bell over the side now, sir.
Good show. By yesterday's reckoning, we'll be going down about 600 feet. On deck, the day before, the depth was nearly 1,500 feet.
Johnson?
Yes, Chief. Stand by to lower the diving bell.
All clear, Chief.
Right, up and over with it.
There she goes. Lower away.
I say, chaps, we've dropped another big...
Oh, sorry, Farm.
Watson! Read off the depth gauge.
Aye, aye, chief. 20 feet, 40 feet, 50 feet, 51 foot deep.
Lummy, what's happened? They can't be on the seabed yet. They've only gone down 51 foot 6.
49 foot 4 now, sir, and rising steadily.
Hello?
Garside Trent here. What's going on? We're on the seabed, but it feels as if you're pulling us up again.
We're not doing a thing.
43 foot 8, sir.
Tony, we'll be able to see them in a minute. What's going on? I don't like it, I don't. No, not at all, I don't. No, not me. No, it's not neat at all. No, it isn't at all. It's not. No, it isn't. Like it not, I do not. No, I don't like it at all.
Oh, shut up.
Well, Charles, I don't want to sail around the high seas when they're going to be low seas.
Blimey, that's it. All the water must be running away. Someone's pulled the plug out.
Of course they haven't. Some sort of eruption under the sea. Let's get the diving bell up quickly and sail out of the area immediately.
Oh, yes, sir. Please, sir, at once. Look!
What's that?
It looks like the top of a diving bell servicing. It is the top of the diving bell. Pull ahead, Bo.
Now, pull in.
Abandon ship! Abandon ship! How can we? There's no flipping water to jump into.
On an island. And a dirty big island at that. We're marooned. There's land all around us.
I wonder what Captain Povey's going to say when we report this little lot.
He won't say anything, sir. When he hears that we've run aground 3 miles inland, he'll turn bright blue and go off bang.
What on earth?
Trent here.
Professor, where are you?
Well, as near as I can tell you, upside down under your stern. Fortunately, there seems to be enough rocks and craters all round us to keep the ship upright, but I wouldn't run about too much.
Well, we'll come down and let you out of the diving bell at once, sir.
Oh, that would be much appreciated, because the airline seems to have gone for a Burton, and Miss Cripp has passed out standing on her head. And it's not a pretty sight.
We're on our way, sir. Pertwee, send a signal to Admiralty requesting assistance.
I'd say assistance is a slight understatement for the mess we're in this time, sir. I mean, how do you get a frigate off the middle of an island?
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll think of something.
Captain Purvis' office?
Admiralty here, Merivale, Director of Naval Expenditure. And we've been spending a bit on this lot, I can tell you. Is Captain Povey there?
Well, yes, he is, sir. But since he heard what happened, he's a bit weak.
Answer you all. Bung him on, will you?
One moment, please.
Hello, sir. Captain Povey here.
Merivale here, old man. My word, what a shambles. There's been a right to do up here, Povey. A right to do. To do's don't come any righter, believe me. We've all put our heads together for all the good that did. But finally we came up with something. Yes, we came up with something, all right.
Oh, thank goodness for that. What's going to happen?
Well, Transbridge's had it, of course. We'll have to send hundreds of pods out to this new island to strip her down to the last nut and bolt and then rebuild her nearer the water. Cost a fortune, it'll take years, but it'll keep me going in memo for a bit. It's an ill wind, it's an ill wind. Talking of ill winds, how's the wife, Bobby?
Well, she's quite...
Is she really? Well, you married her, don't blame me. Now then, about the crew of Cartbridge, we've made arrangements with the Pataniland government to get them back. No choice, really. Goodness knows what we'll do with her when they get her back here.
Get her? Get who here?
To the Pataniland gunboat, the Poppetum, of course.
What?
Well, we bought it, and I do mean bought it in the big whale, man. The Poppetum was purchased from the Pataniland government, and the crew of Cartbridge are sailing the gas fitting back.
What?
She should be sailing into Portsmouth any time now, so get her under cover as soon as you can. If Mr. Khrushchev sees that load of old iron with a white ensign on her, he'll never take Sir Alex seriously again.
Leave it to me, Mr. Merivale.
Leave it to you, Purvey. We're relying on you. The Poppetum has got your crew back, but one picture in the papers of a British warship driven by paddle wheels, and we're all in the muck. It's all yours now, Purvey. It's all yours. By George, it is.
Thank you.
Left pedal down a bit.
If the helm is still connected,
this thing must have been built by the same people who built the ark. Yes, sir. Probably before.
Yes, do you think it would help if we cut the engine speed down a bit, sir?
But don't be ridiculous. We're on slow ahead now. We have to be. If those engines are asked to give us two more revs, they'll go straight through the bottom.
Coming into dock now, sir. Steady at that perch, will you?
Steady at that? Well, I haven't been steady since we left for Charlie Land.
Look out! Mind that dinghy with your starboard paddle wheel.
Too late, anyone for Farwood?
Fascinating. I never thought they were going round fast enough. Easy now, easy. Coming into the dock.
Who's that down there with his head bowed and his hand over his eyes?
Captain Povey, sir. I don't think he can really believe it.
That's it.
Stop engine. Stop engine, Chief. 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 Stop engine.
I'm trying to. The telegraph's stuck. Come on, give over. Let go. Work, you brute. Gotcha.
Oh, isn't it peaceful?
Ahoy there, Captain Povey, sir. Pretty little craft, isn't she?
Pretty little? They are out better boats than that at Battersea Funfair. Come down here at once.
I had a feeling he wouldn't approve. This way, gentlemen.
Yeah, with pleasure, sir. I, for one, can't wait to get ashore. Much more of the top of them's more bright, of course. And she would have undone all the joints in mid-bends. And Pertwee would have been a set of spare parts on the deck.
Now, isn't that odd? I was just beginning to enjoy it. It's all like doing the twist without the effort.
Well, gentlemen, I suppose you're to be congratulated you got this heap here at all.
Now, I've made arrangements for her to be put in dry dock at once. And we've ordered thousands of yards of tarpaulin to put over her just as soon as...
Who on earth seen that cock?
There's an Admiralty flag on the bonnet, sir.
Oh, my word, just in time. Great news, Povey, great news. Merivale's the name.
Well, I shouldn't have thought that was great news, eh?
Now, listen to me, all of you. I've stolen the crows. Is that the mess we bought? We were robbed. 1,500 quid isn't much for a gunboat, I'll grant you. But it's a bit much for 1,000 tons of iron filings. Now, where was I?
You had some news, sir.
Did I? Oh, my word, so I did. Trout is afloat again. The island subsided again as quickly as it came up. So, off you go, then.
Pardon? You were saying?
Oh, yeah, you weren't. You are to sail this monstrosity back to Putani Land immediately and collect your own ship at once. We're presenting the Poppadom back to the Putani Land government as a gift. And if I ever cop a gift like that, Santa Claus is due for a swift kick in the sack, I can tell you.
Oh, please!
She'll never make it. The elastic in the engine will never stand it.
I would not have repented. Here, sir, please. Compassionate leave, sir. No, sick leave, sir. Here, send somebody else, sir, please. All my swimming energies need a refit. You can't do this to us, sir. No, we'll all end up in tiny, tiny bits.
And that was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Goldstein was Tenniel Evans, and Heather was Heather Chasen. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnson.